Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population, you Dan a
population
a dude. Dan a dude chimed in like nobody's chimed in before.
Really?
He threw in a Dumb
People
Town.
A lot of people
town.
Just like to wait, but I said, yeah. Dan,
here's the key to this podcast before we started rolling. You got to participate.
You got to jump.
He jumped into the podcast. Yeah. Yes. Dana Dude is someone we met who we admired your work on Bajillion Dollar Properties.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. Very funny on that improvised show.
Oh, my God. Everybody on that show, I'm like, you're here for a reason because you are the best at what you do.
That is very nice of you. We actually had an improv show last night at the UCB. We have one every month, the Bajillionaires.
Third
Tuesday of every month at the UCB.
Is it Franklin or Sunset?
Franklin,
oh,
bro.
I love that.
No. Yes. Yeah. Franklin, bro.
I don't know when this is going to drop. Noah, do you know when this is going to drop? Okay, so
the
it's
week
after
of March, March
weeks
March
after 11. We had our show at UCB.
March 23rd, Rory Scovel and I are doing a live pen pals at 10 o'clock. That's Saturday, March 23rd.
Tell Rory I say hello.
UCB
Sweet.
Franklin. I will, if we get back on speaking terms.
Oh, wait a minute. That's going to be a second. Well, that's dumb.
Rory and I were in the same class, the same Montreal Just for Laughs nice. New Faces class.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Yeah.
That's cool.
Also, my son was a huge fan of your thing on Kicking It. Was that it?
Ladies and gentlemen, I know the voice sounds not familiar because I do a racist voice accent on the show, Kicking It. I am Falafel Phil. Yes.
Falafel Phil and Kicking It.
Your kids.
My son loved you.
You better do
it. Yeah, I love it. All right, well, the world's getting dumber, we believe. Mm-hmm. And we can only fight back with our comedy. That's all we have as weapons in our
arsenal.
Quivers in our little thing. And
what is the name of the thing?
Arrows in our quivers.
Arrows in our quivers.
I mean,
No,
we actually
we have
put
so many quivers in our arrows.
We just put quivers inside the arrows, and that's why we
have arrows inside those quivers.
Like they don't fly as far, but they
Does
look
it?
Cool.
Okay. Well, we get great
I love
stories.
That you're attacking Dumb, and you said so many quivers in our thing.
Yep. Well, it's happening to me. So before it happens any further, Dan, can we please get into a
Let's
goddamn
get into
story?
It. Ready?
Yeah.
Yes. This was sent in by Bethany at Bethany Nay Nay. Not Bethany.
Bethany. I'd like to buy a vowel.
B-E-T-H-N-Y-N-A-Y.
Bethany.
Bethany Nay-Nay.
Bethany. You get down here right now.
Wow.
Right now. Like, you cannot say her name without moving your neck. You know what I'm saying?
Bethany.
How high?
Nay-Nay.
Is
it just an echo of the last part? Bethany, nay, nay.
I don't know.
You always speak to her in a canyon. That's right.
This is from Dublin. A man required medical treatment at a Dublin hospital after repeatedly injecting himself in an unusual attempt to treat longstanding lower back pain.
Look, lower back pain is bad.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Sometimes you say to yourself,
I'll do anything.
What do I have to do to get rid of this lower back
pain? I'll take this dirty pond water and
shoot it into my spinal cord.
It's worse than that.
Dan. I'll take this whale sperm and shoot it into my...
You're getting warmer.
Dana dude,
I'll take this
salamander spinal fluid.
That sounds smarter.
That sounds actually like
Dan, you're actually
how do we get the spinal fluid out of the salamander?
He was in the hospital after repeatedly injecting himself with his own semen.
Nope.
Hey, I was on the track. I was on the track. I know dumb
you
behavior.
Know I think Bear Grylls did that in one of the episodes.
He did, and he survived. He lived to tell about it.
I'm here.
In the islands of...
The worst is the one
my lower back
takes
is
all his clothes off and jumps into those Arctic waters to prove... How you can get warm afterwards. And I just was like, what?
Bro.
Arctic. You have what? 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Before you start to die, if you don't like instantly, but he was like, no, this is going to work.
So wait, did he stay very still in the water?
No, he jumped in and then got out, and then it was something.
Oh, and he's like, you need to get the water off of you, and it might look counterintuitive, but use snow. So he's using snow to rub the water off.
Right.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
What? He was my hero, and then he was busted as a fucking fraud.
Is that what happened?
Yes,
I wondered where he
went.
What
happened?
No, I mean, now he hosts shows, but if you look up,
so it's fine.
Look up on YouTube, Man versus Wild Fraud, and it'll show, like, there's
YouTube can't be wrong.
There's moments where he's, like, showing, like, I'm here in Maui. We're walking right by a volcano. And then some guy, like, went to the same place, and, like, you pull out, and you see there's, like, a highway, like, right next to it.
Still making a TV show.
Oh, he's still.
Dude, the greatest scam ever. And I went online to like look about it, but but now there's a question as to whether or not it was a scam. Was in our like Rand McNally textbooks when we were kids in our history and social studies, they studied this group of Indians in native to the Philippines called the Tassadai Indians.
Sure, the Tassadai.
They were like the oldest.
Mostly the most primitive people
culture
in the world.
And they were not
untouched by modern
thing, and they were making tools and stuff. And the Philippine government was like, "You can see these people.
How'd you get photos of these people?"
And like the whole thing was that there was a whole thing that it was a scam and that they were actors. So I just imagine
for real.
I just imagine a bunch of them in front of the cave, like trying to make a tool with the thing, and then around the back of the cave, like three of them smoking, being like, "What do we do? We gathering food later? What's going on?"
It's like Blazing Saddles when the guy who's dressed as Hitler is in the commissary. He's like, "Yeah, you working this afternoon?
Yeah, they lose me."
To the bunker scene.
At least we the bunker scene.
Well, I remember when I went to Rome, it was like, at the Colosseum, there's all these guys dressed as gladiators and all this stuff.
Yes.
And then they were on a break, like off to the side, just standing there smoking cigarettes in full regale. Yeah. And I was like, this was my favorite picture, taking a picture of them like having their smoke break.
Yeah, smoke. That's hilarious. Just the way like they did it in the old days.
Do you remember, I think it was recently where, I'm circling back to
circle anywhere.
People on an island, you know, island people.
The guy?
The guy.
I know.
There was a guy who tried to reach this island, like, off the coast of Micronesia. That's like the Indian government said you're not allowed
alone, and he was like, the Lord told me to spread his word to all people.
Like as he's coming out of the water, they shoot like arrows
into
him.
Yeah. He had a Bible he was holding up. They're like, toof, 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 toof.
And he went back the next day after the Bible thing.
Do you know that's the new location for the next fire festival?
They're more organized.
I can't wait to see the YouTube premium documentary.
I will suck an arrow just to get them water. I told Billy that.
Okay, hold on.
I sat down and I said, look, I don't know what you think you're doing,
Jason.
But if you need me to go over there
prepared.
And blow, I will blow.
I went there fully prepared. I went there and I said to the man, if I got to suck water out of that penis, I'm ready to do it.
I'll do it. If that means we get tents going, I will do it.
He was like,
here I go.
But I was like, Billy, you better know what you're doing.
Oh.
And it didn't seem like he did.
This must be from the Netflix one. I've only seen the Hulu one.
Yeah. Well, that's the only one you need to see, but the Netflix one has its moments, and that's one.
I want
to
see
Dan. I know.
Wait, we need to have nicknames, because whenever you say Dan, I think you're talking about me.
DVK. I'll do DVK.
I know, Rand. That's Dan. What I was going to say. The only reason Jason is talking about this Firefest guy is because he has not seen Abducted in Plain Sight.
Which I saw, and it's 11:30 at night. Stop. Don't say it. Do not. Don't spoil it.
2240? Have you seen Abducted in Plain Sight, Dan?
Is it 2240? What is it?
I just told you, hit me around that 22-minute mark.
What happens?
I actually could have watched it
the other night, but we were getting ready to go.
Mad he is. I was getting rage texts. I had a thing where I put my phone down and I played a game with myself. How many texts do I have waiting from Randy? Because I muted it. I muted my phone, and then I would pick it up. I was like, I bet it's 3, 5. And then I would like text him back another like thing.
I was like, I blame the state of Oregon.
Text him another little thing, and I would wait and be like, I think it's 3 this time. And it would be another, and it's just Randy yelling.
Ranting in
I'm
the
like,
text.
I'm yelling at that. And
I told you guys, and Dan, I'll tell you,
abducted
if you want to be mad,
sight.
If you want to be blown away and mad and have to remind yourself to close your mouth, because you will sit there agape.
So I couldn't do that 22
minute mark
in
abducted
the whole thing though, right?
The whole thing. But see, I couldn't do that before we went and judged the roast battle.
No.
So like, I just couldn't go from the headspace. No, all right, okay, I forgot even what we're talking about.
I'm so sorry.
We're talking about a guy who put sperm in.
Yeah, wait. So what?
His own sperm
into his own back.
What was he thinking? What was the? Was he like? Well,
he wanted to get rid of that lower back pain.
Who knew?
The man
with sperm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of words in here I'm going to try my best on. Okay,
Dan, you always
The man developed a subcutaneous abscess on his right arm where he had been injecting himself.
So this is injecting himself.
Injecting himself on a monthly basis for how long?
Okay.
We're going to play a little game here.
This is fun. How long has he been injecting himself?
You
want to
go first? You want to go second? You want to go third?
I'm going to start the bidding at...
How long do you think this guy was putting sperm in his own arm to get rid of lower back pain?
For 6 months.
Okay, 6 months. Jay or Rand?
I think he's done it for like 18 months.
18 months from Randy.
Can I get the joke out that I wanted to get out since you've started talking about this story?
Yes.
Don't call it a comeback.
That's great.
Or do call it a
comeback. Don't call it a
comeback. I mean, don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a cum shot.
Come back. He's putting it in his back. Jesus,
he's putting it in his arm to help his back.
Putting it in his arm
to help his back.
Okay.
It all still works.
It goes. It's trying to go.
Okay, so we have 6 months.
18 months. 11 months.
And don't call it a comeback.
And don't call it a comeback.
One of you. Is exactly.
Oh,
right. Oh my God! Wait, do we get to win now sperm to, no, in no, our no. back Dan, if we get to, the Dan, actual number?
Dan, a dude, we get to play a second game now. Who do you think is exactly right? This is what always my favorite. This is like a bonus game within
11
the game.
Months,
11,
18 months, and you said 6 months.
6 months. Yeah. I'm gonna go with 18 months.
18 okay. months. Okay, I'm gonna stay with me too.
Okay,
I'm right. 11 months.
All right. He had been injecting himself on a monthly basis for. 1.5 years.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Thank you, Dana, dude.
Way to change and adjust on the fly.
A radiograph.
No, I'm very easily swayed. Thank you. I was like, I should have said 18 months. That sounds.
6 months is still ridiculous.
That sounds
that would
like
still
it.
Be.
Six times. That's once. Six times.
If you did it once, you're like, this is a huge mistake.
Twice.
Six times is ridiculous.
If you do it once and it does not get instantly better, or you don't get some sort of superpower,
you're
stop. Don't ever do it.
You know, yeah, you got.
Isn't it like? Can't you die from injecting air into your? Like,
yes.
Why? Why wouldn't this then?
I don't know.
It's It seems like also it's probably not very sterile because he has to secrete it.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Lord knows what he's secreting it in.
Right.
And then he has to suck it out. With the needle.
It's a new form of exercise called jizzercise.
Unless he connected his penis to a tube that went straight into his arm.
Yeah. He's like, you know,
an
IV.
Yeah.
Venus.
He's got an IV Venus.
At Sklar Brothers and then endorsed by at Dan a Dude.
At Stand Up Dan.
At Stand Up Dan.
Yeah, fuck at Dan a Dude. He took my Twitter.
That douchebag.
That piece of shit.
There's a at Dan Van Kirk that just takes all... All the mentions,
it's
all this. He never corrects anybody.
It's
I know. He just takes it. But look how many people are writing to me, Susie.
A radiograph also revealed emphysema and what's this word? OEDEMA. Odema? Edema?
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 Edema.
I don't know. Which is excess watery fluid under the skin. No shit.
No shit.
Edemia.
Edemia. Do you want to see a picture?
No.
It's gross, but not appalling.
Let's see it.
This is what he's got going on in his arm. That's just an arm filled with cum.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's an arm full of cum.
Wow. Semen. He's got like Popeye arm.
An arm full of cum.
I mean, that's great album.
Great album. I think that was that Hunt?
It's a Matt Bronger album, I think.
An arm full of cum.
He always has funny lines.
An arm full of cum.
That's just the one comic I would. Okay, an intravenous.
I got an arm full of cum and I'm ready to party.
An intravenous antimicrobial drip to treat the problems was started immediately. But he, this is our genius,
kept going,
opted to discharge himself without allowing doctors to make an incision to drain the, and this is a quote, local collection. Ooh. Isn't that the nicest way
local
to
collection
say what that is?
Is what you gather.
That's called passing the hat for George Bailey.
Right.
It's a local collection.
A local
That's
collection
a local collection.
Look at it.
Okay, then
George.
Look at here's an x-ray
there's
picture.
There's cum in my elbow.
Oh.
That's enough to show up very well on an X-ray.
You should not have enough cum in your arm that you can see it on an X-ray.
No. And also, like, once a month, did he have to, like, save up a certain amount? Or was it like, well, it's the second Tuesday of the month, so that's where this this jewel's going?
I don't understand why my arm's so puffy.
It's an old George Bailey. Get out of here, Bert. I'll hit you again.
The case. Go on, get her.
I'll hit you with my cum elbow.
Where I did It's a Wonderful Life in 5 minutes. I would do like every character.
Dan, you should do that.
Let's do it right now. The case was revealed in a report published in the Irish Medical Journal titled Seemingly Harmless Back Pain, an unusual presentation of a subcutaneous abscess.
Don't call it a comeback. Way better.
Way better.
That's what it should have been called.
This person does not listen to LL Cool J.
I would call it Seaman. You can't do this.
Oh, there you go. I like that too. What goes around comes around. The author of the case report, Dr. Lisa Dune of Adelaide and Mental Health Hospital in
Australia.
Talat. I don't know. Is that Irish?
Was this in Ireland? This is Ireland.
That's where she is, yeah. I guess that's where it happened as well. She decided to conduct a review of sources of information regarding the use of semen for the treatment of back pain and other conditions. So she's like, fine. Let's see if this actually is something that's been
told to work. That's how penicillin was discovered.
No. Stop it.
I'm telling you.
True. I don't know. I'm allergic to penicillin.
Are you?
Yep. Fun fact.
This is penicillin.
Stop.
Penicillin. When they find out that it works, that's going to be...
Become penicillin.
Penis be illin, yo.
She concluded, this is the doctor, that there were no other reported cases of intravenous semen injection to be found anywhere in medical literature.
It doesn't work.
Here's how crazy this is. A broader search of the internet found no source that recommended it as a cure.
If the internet doesn't have it, it's
the
never
internet doesn't have one whack job saying do this, and this guy on his own
that's
was like,
impressive.
I got an idea.
If you're the only one who's ever done it,
tell you something crazy?
You did this a year ago.
No.
I did not do this a year ago, but I was, I'd say, I was like in college still, and I was very stressed out, and I got a quarter sized alopecia in my, so a quarter sized piece of hair on my scalp, just like gone,
flew off,
right. Random
Rasheed Wallace style.
Now you look it up, it'll say it can come from stress and this and that. I went to my parents' old school Persian doctor,
who's like jerk off 25 times a day.
He literally said in Iran, what they would do, I can't tell you now that we are in America, but I still tell you.
I still tell you.
Sperm on your finger and put it on your head.
Really?
I'm going to do
swear
that.
To God. Can you Google to see if that's even a thing? Because this was pre-Google. This is pre-Goog.
Did you do it?
I did do it.
That's okay. You were trying anything. Sorry, you're putting it on you. Everybody
just so
knows
someone
that's
could be
fine.
Like, is that salon sperm? No, it's an Ogilvy home sperm.
Yes.
Is there anything?
Maybe he's born with it.
Guys. Oh, am I just getting publicly shamed?
No. Jay's looking it up to see if that's actually a thing.
Sperm alopecia?
The fact that you are somebody who's tried something no one on the internet has even thought of.
I think that makes you some sort of a winner on some level.
Yeah. Yeah, guys. Thank you.
We were talking about him.
Oh, sorry.
Well, your irony of doctor's dope, too.
Yeah.
The patient had presented in hospital complaining of sudden and severe lower back pain. He said he had lifted a heavy object 3 days before, after which his symptoms were...
His penis to masturbate.
Also, he's lying because he's been doing this for a year and a half. He's like, it's like a week ago this started.
No.
Physical examination of his upper and lower limbs identified a small red papule on his right arm. He disclosed at this stage that he had been injecting his own semen as an, quote, innovative method of treating... Look, I'm a bit of an innovator.
If
you're a doctor
script.
And you're trying to figure out what's wrong with somebody, and they're like, okay, doctor, first I want to tell you, I'm a bit of an innovator.
Do you have anything, Jay? What do you got?
I have some YouTube videos.
No.
One that says sperm therapy hair loss treatment day 7.
Yes. Oh,
another
no, wait, I posted
says,
that. That's my video.
Sorry, that how is Dana
Dune. That's my video.
How I grew my edges back with sperm.
I love that movie.
Before and after pics.
How I grew my edges back.
Yeah. That was all right. One of the best Angela Bassett movies I've ever seen.
He devised a cure. independent of any medical advice. That's the key.
That's after. She looked better before.
You ready for this key?
Yeah, yeah.
He had devised this cure independent of any medical advice.
Yeah.
And revealed that injected
why is that surprising?
1 month dose of semen for 18 consecutive months using a hypodermic needle that he bought on the internet. The red area spread down his arm and hardened around the entry wound over the course of the next 24 Mm-mm. hours. Mm-mm. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to play Guess the Aging.
All right, stay with us. Hey, guys, welcome back to
welcome back.
Dumb People Town. Dan Adute at Stand Up Dan and at Stand Up Dan
on Instagram as well.
Listen to his amazing podcast. We just did it called Green Eggs and Dan.
I don't think it'll be out yet, but we might be by this time.
Just listen to it and ramp up to our episode. You should absolutely have Daniel Van Kirk on your podcast too.
Fantastic.
Because it is one of the things that we love and we talk about all the time. What I love about the podcast is you talk about food from, and your questions are so great, from what's in your fridge right now to
best high-end meal to best low-end meal.
The questions are so good. It's so fun to like kind of talk about food.
Earliest
in that way.
Food memories.
It
like,
is
it's
very
a
fun.
Great, great,
thank
great
you, guys. Yeah, it's called Green Eggs and Dan, and it'll be in podcast stores everywhere.
Now, also, can people see Bajillion anywhere?
Yes, you can get episodes of Bajillion Dollar Properties on iTunes.
Great,
and you can watch it there.
It
three
is
seasons.
Fantastic, and you are amazing on it.
Thank you very much.
Nice. So I want to let everybody know. Go to Daniel Van Kirk to check out my dates, because when this drops, I'm on tour. So on the 11th, I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. On the 12th, I'll be in Orlando, Florida, looking for Jan, as well as Jacksonville, Florida, on the 13th.
Looking for Jan.
And then I'm headlining the Dallas Comedy Festival. I think this will be announced by then, but if it hasn't, don't tell anybody. I'm headlining the Dallas Comedy Festival on the 29th of March, and then the next night, I will be in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Shit. All right, so everybody in Dallas, we're going to be there the weekend before. We'll be there the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Actually, Fort Worth on Thursday, and then two shows in
Dallas downtown,
and then two shows in Plano on Saturday.
Hyenas Comedy Club.
So come see us there. But superscholars.com for all of our dates. And do you have any?
Love it.
Can people check your live dates out?
Everything's at standupdan.com. Great. Everything is standupdan, guys.
Love it. Right. Or go see you guys improvise.
Yeah, you do. The bajillion folks.
Yeah, every
improvise.
Third Tuesday of the month
check
in LA.
UCB Franklin.
UCB Franklin.
All right, you guys ready to play a quick round of Guess the Aging?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now this guy has been injecting.
Yeah, let's review. What do we know?
Man, 18 months.
He buys needles on the internet. He's got lower back pain.
Right, so he could be older. Right. How many young people do you know who have lower back pain?
But he's still pretty active sexually, at least with himself.
Yeah. He's still sexually active, and he's still in that experimental phase of life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So and he did this for 18 months before going to the doctor. And then also remember, this is key to me, this is sometimes determine age, he refused the doctor's help in getting rid of the abscess.
Yeah. Right.
Which means he probably...
He's stubborn.
I would like to say he used a butter knife, but with him, it's probably like gardening shears. He doesn't like any sort of practical purpose.
So, Dan Adute, you can guess either first TIG, which is in between the two of us, or third. First TIG or third. Where would you like to guess?
I would like to go third.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're doing Price is Right rules?
No. Just get closest to it.
Okay.
J. Aran?
I think, and I did see his arm, so...
You did see his arm. So
wait,
good.
Can you tell by looking at an arm how old
the person is? It's like a tree.
Yeah,
you just look
like
at how many of the rings are. Yeah.
I can tell within like
by the levels of sperm inside of his forearm.
That guy's 39.
Okay, 39 from Jason Sklar. Randy?
That guy is 34.
34 years old. Okay.
41.
41 years old. Okay. All right, Townies, get your answers in now because I love when you guys play along with us.
I just love it. Somewhere, someone is shouting at their... They're on a subway. They're somewhere else. They're shouting.
And they're shouting a day earlier if they're listening on Himalaya.
You better believe it.
If you didn't know, guys, by the way, just quick plug, just because I think you care. You can get this podcast a day early if you listen through the Himalaya app.
Which, by the way, I listen to all my podcasts now through Himalaya.
It's great. And the user interface is awesome.
I don't know about this. I just use the podcast app that comes with my phone.
No. Why are you loyal to that? Go to Himalaya.
I love that it sounds like an ad, but we're just telling a friend.
For real, listen to all my podcasts on Himalaya, and you can get this a day early. Because I'm a full time Himalaya.
Don't hate the game, hate the Himalaya.
I love the Himalaya.
I'm not a Himalaya, I just crush a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was it.
What are our answers again?
So 34 from 41 for Dan Adute, 34 for Randy, 39 for Jason.
Okay.
I'd like to change my answer.
Do it.
No, I don't.
You can't.
You can, but you can't do it afterwards.
No,
it's too easy after. Because
he would have said one of you got it. One of you.
So none of us got it exactly.
He would have said it. 42.
Okay.
I'd like to change it one more time.
No.
You're at 42. All right, 42. And I will tell you now, one of you is only 1 year off.
Okay.
Well, we can't go minigame. No, don't get crazy.
Don't go minigame within the game.
Okay. The man who spent a year and a half.
Wait, can I choose one of theirs to go with?
We don't get to. No one got it right, Dan.
Dan got it right. Oh. Stop.
Okay. You could think and then tell me afterwards. But the man who spent a year and a half with cum in his arm and then wanted to be his own surgeon, you know he couldn't wait to get home and open up that abscess, is 33 years old.
Yeah! Oh, I'm having a great day today.
You are crushing it.
I don't know why. This is actually, I'm going to live off this for at least a day. Look at that.
We got out of here on that.
There's a mini or a Friday or whatever you want to call it. We
Dan
love you
dude,
guys.
Follow him. Check everything
Stand
out.
Stand up Dan. Follow
and
it.
Green Eggs and Dan, check that out. And check out us when we come to you live. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.